Let's go! Ray Foley.
I love the show. Today
FM. For fun days in the sun, talk to your local TUI agent.
Some sunny spells for showers today. Some of those will be heavy. Highs of 17 to 21 degrees. Today FM News, more at 3.
Chewy.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Thanks for that.
Ray Foley.
It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon.
On Today FM.
All right, good day. Welcome on in. Ray's my name. There's JP.
How are you?
Feeling great and feeling groovy. I was doing Ireland AM this morning.
Oh, yes. You were on the television.
Mm-hmm.
Early start.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't sleep at all last night because I was doing Ireland AM. And as a result, I was absolutely brilliant on the telly.
As far as you can recall.
I swear to God, no, I'm not even joking. I was brilliant. I was
really good, were you?
I was brilliant. It's Graham Norton in Ireland at the moment. I think he is, isn't he? Right. He's at home in Bandon for the summer. Mm-hmm. I bet if Graham Norton was flicking on this morning between the hours of 7 and 10 on TV3, flicking our Virgin Media, I bet he turned it on and he was like, oh no!
I reckon he was taking notes, yeah?
I'd say yeah. Graham Norton.
Worried.
If he flicked on Virgin Media One this morning and saw a big guy in a navy shirt.
Mm. Oh no! I can never go back.
What have I got for you? Which football team did you pretend to support so they would think you were a normal boy?
So you had to pick a team just so you came across as normal, is it?
This is me now.
Oh, right, just faking it.
Who do you shout for?
Mm.
Were you watching the match yesterday? Oh, were you watching the game at Croker yesterday? Amazing performance by the Dubs. I was like, yeah, the lads were brilliant. No, it was the women. No! Which football team did you pretend to support so they would think you were a normal boy? 0874-100-102. I feel seen.
My favourite team.
Which football team did you pretend to support so they think you were a normal boy?
Why, it's Man U, of course.
Yeah, yeah, reliable, solid.
I feel genuinely seen. I think Liverpool was like, who do you shout for, Liverpool? Oh, Ince.
The Reds. Oh, Ince.
What a player.
Ince. That just feels wrong coming out of your face.
My favourite team.
Which football team did you pretend to support so they think you were a normal boy?
Why, it's Man U, of course.
Hang on, so we can throw in different ones for yours this afternoon. 0874-100-102.
Why, it's...
Tottenham Hotspur.
Today FM Summer
Cash Machine.
Here it goes, €10,491. This feels very strange today. Katy Perry and Firework, Today FM. Playing the music you love. Good afternoon, Ireland. Welcome to Monday. Ray Foley's my name, my good friend JP.
Hello.
And it's a new world we're living in. Very strange, it's very peculiar, it's very odd, it feels weird. It feels like we're living in an alternate reality. We've stepped through the wormhole into the other side of the...
Through the looking glass, is it?
Through the looking glass, where we've gone through the slider thing,
mm.
And we're in an alternate reality, an alternate universe, an alternate version of Today FM. It's just weird, it's strange. It's like the alarm went off this morning, I went off, like I said, it was on Ireland AM... And then I was driving back home afterwards. It was around 10:30. I was like, this is weird. It just feels weird.
The world was different to you.
The world was just different.
Right.
And nothing seemed the same. Nothing will be the same ever again. Because, of course, Dermot and Dave are gone.
It's true.
And that means that I'm the best thing on Today FM now.
No.
Sorry, what?
Nothing. I think some interference on the line there.
It's a strange feeling.
Mm.
It is really strange. It's peculiar, but now that they're finished, I'm the best thing on Today FM.
Right. Really? The best thing? Okay.
Yeah.
You sure about that now?
Yeah.
Positive.
Yeah, I'm absolutely positive.
Okay. Now, you are underslept, sleep deprived, yeah?
Heavily medicated, sleep deprived, yeah. I'm absolutely I'm happy to stand over that one. I mean,
but you're sure of it, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what are the other options?
Okay, do you want to go through the schedule?
Well, by all means, if you
want. Well, I mean, you've got Ian Dempsey.
Easily better than him.
Okay.
Easily. And that's it. That's the only one, is it?
You've got Dave himself.
Dave's not on.
You got Pam Joyce.
Ah, forget it. You're just wasting your time.
Matt Cooper.
Just daft arguments. You're just being silly. You're just being silly now. What football team did you pretend to support? Which football team did you pretend to support so they would think you were a normal boy? 0874 100 102.
My favourite team.
Which football team did you pretend to support so they think you were a normal boy?
Why, it's...
The Hoops, of course.
Yeah, that's solid. Because that's Shamrock Rovers or Celtic.
So you just say that, that's a nickname then, the Hoops?
It would be, yeah.
Right. Thanks for that, Dan. 0874 100 102, the Hoops. So you can use nicknames.
Yeah.
If you like as well. Well, fair enough. Martin texted, he said, if you want to cover all the bases, Ray, I always found the Reds is a safe bet. Similarly, that's a nickname again.
That works. Or the Blues. Any of the colours. Don't say the Greens. That's a political party.
Martin, what if they follow up then? Which, what Blues or what Reds? Then you're bunched, aren't you?
Then you're like, oh, there's only one team playing red for me. Except no substitutes, yeah?
And then who then?
Like, well, why are you asking me? You know already.
Newcastle United. Yeah, I shout for the Reds, says Martin. They play at Trafford Park. Love the show. Hey. Who's that? Ronan's over there. He says he shouts for Accrington Stanley.
My favourite team.
Which football team did you pretend to support so they think you were a normal boy?
Why, it's
Accrington Stanley, of course.
Perfect.
I think, though, if you are going to have a fake team that you shout for, you need at least three solid nuggets of information.
Okay.
To follow up with.
Yeah.
So in my case, it was Liverpool. Now, this is only because a family member was a supporter already of Liverpool. So by osmosis, then you'd be like, who do you shout for? Liverpool.
Right. So you're hoping that you overheard enough info to pass yourself off as a Liverpool fan.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing. I know there's the song "You'll Never Walk Alone," right?
Yeah.
But I have no idea of the tune of it.
Come on!
So I can imagine getting into a taxi and the taxi driver saying, we watched the Liverpool game yesterday. And I go, yeah, you'll never... What? What? Oh, say, can you see? You'll never walk alone by the dawn's early light. And then there's Ince.
Oh, Ince.
Ince. Yeah.
Because he played for United and Liverpool.
Oh, that covers all the bases then. And Barnsley.
Barnsley, of course, John Barnsley.
And that's all I know. Then I need to get out of the taxi. Yeah. I'm just here, actually. Thanks a million. Tori Amos at Today FM.
I honey bring it close to my lips, yeah. I honey bring it close to my lips. Libbity
boo 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 bee da da da. Styles, Harry Styles, that is. As it was, this is Today FM playing the music you love. A very good afternoon. Ray Foley's my name. Anshaw, JP.
Anshaw.
And Anshaw Ray, Joe and Lahinch here for the latest installment of the Ray Foley Radio Expo. Love the show. Hey, what's a Radio Expo? What's that?
It's a showcase for Radio Expo.
It really is. It really is.
Notions.
We've got I've hired a big tent. Seems like an expo should be in a big tent, like a marquee. I'm a marquee radio show. It's what we do here in the afternoon.
Are you trying to talk this into existence?
I'm talking up the show. There's an opportunity there now. You see, with Dermot and Dave gone, we're gonna
manifest it. Are we?
We're gonna manifest. That's what we're gonna do.
Okay.
We're gonna swagger our way. That's what it takes.
Self confidence.
You gotta have swagger. Self-confidence, self-belief.
Delusion?
Hey, it'll work for Dermot and Dave. so we've got to get a tent there for the expo, will you, JP? Ray, I'm slowly recovering from a measly three drinks on Saturday. Feel sorry for me, please, from Denise. Three drinks. Yeah, it depends on what you've had to eat. Haven't you lined your stomach? And when was the last time you had a drink, Denise? Identify. And let's wrap this up, actually. Which football team did you pretend to support so they would think you were a normal boy?
My favourite team.
Which football team did you pretend to support so they think you were a normal boy?
Why, it's...
The Arsenal.
Correct.
Thank you.
And that's how they're referred to as well. You can say the Arsenal, yeah.
The Arsenal.
Yeah, well done.
Han the Arsenal. Is that something you can say? Up the Arsenal?
Okay. Careful now.
Cheering on the Arsenal. The Gunners.
Well done.
Yeah. And I couldn't tell you anything else about Arsenal. Are they in London, are they?
They are, yeah.
Come on, the London Arsenals. Jeez, I'm good at this old business, aren't I? Emmett and Cavan's over there. He said, I said Blackburn Rovers were my team as a boy. And now I'm a season ticket holder. Crying laughing face from Emmett and Cavan. Emmett, are you an actual supporter? Or is it the case that it just stuck? That you just made it up and then over time you became... Jerry's over there as well. 0874-100-102. Jerry?
My one was Newcastle United. I even wasted a communion present getting a bloody Newcastle jersey. And it wasn't even the right black and white one. Crap away one. Some manky blue one.
And is this, like, did you ask for it? Like, is it the case that you... Or was it that... People would say to you, what football team do you support? Newcastle United. So then it just is a thing.
But I know Ireland in the 90s. But when I say I couldn't care less about football...
Right.
I mean, I actively disliked it at the time. And probably any sport at the time, actually, to be fair.
Same.
But, yeah, that was just the way. I think then I swapped to Leeds United then after a couple of years.
Okay.
I remember trying to...
I couldn't tell you anything about Leeds now. I don't even know what colour Leeds are.
White, Ray.
White. Just plain white.
Just plain white.
Like England.
Similar.
And what are their nicknames?
Leeds. That's a great question. Super, super Leeds, people say.
That's what I say anyway.
I remember trying to ask my old lady to buy me a jersey, and she said no. She knew better.
I got you asked for a jersey, even though we still weren't a fan. Ridiculous. And... Ray, three pieces of information about who I support. Premier League champions, Champions League winners, and FA Cup. See, Ron, you've lost me. How would I have a notion? That's not the way it works. I'm supposed to have the nuggets that I can fall back on conversationally.
Yeah. Come on, Ray. If you can guess the team, you'll seal the deal. Can you identify Ron's team?
Manchester City.
Well done!
Thank you very much. I'm not a complete fool, you know.
With CarePlus, providing home care for the people you love the most. CarePlus.ie.
Tell you what, all of this sports chat, put it behind a paywall. Stay on Today FM. I'm playing Anne Marie. This is the good stuff, man. Anne Marie, and she's, Jerry, you listening? Put this behind a paywall,
ten
man.
Tenner a month?
Cha-ching. We'll start charging those big bucks. Anne Marie and Shania Twain. Next.
All week, we're teaming up with
That's suddenly over, isn't it? Shut up from the Black Eyed Peas. Mm. And they did in
they
the
did,
end.
Yeah.
Today FM, playing the music. You know. How you doing? Ray's here, JP's over there.
Hi.
So quite a lot of reaction to JP's frightening story. Do you know what, actually? We were just talking about this morning on Ireland AM. On the did I mention I was on Ireland AM this morning?
You did, yeah.
We were talking about cyberchondria, which is the act of going on to Google, when there's something wrong with you, going on to Google, and then misdiagnosing yourself with the absolute worst case scenario.
Mm, I've done that myself, yeah.
Is that why you ended up in the doctors? With your pants down around your ankles?
Pants down,
up on the table. Yeah. This was the story JP was telling us the other day. Was it, what day were you in? Thursday, was it?
Thursday, I think so. Was it? Hang on, I can't remember.
No, you went in on Wednesday. You were telling us about it on Thursday. This is the scale that we're listening to.
Well, I knew something was up. I was like, straight away, I came in for a blood test and now he's saying I need to examine your bottom. Not a line I was expecting to hear. He said, don't worry, it'll be quick. Again, I said, I'm usually one saying that. You know, keeping it light, laughing along. Then he says, yeah, good. Can you turn over on your side and raise your knees up towards your chest? And I swear to God, in that position, You have never felt more vulnerable in
your life.
You're not leaving anything to the imagination now.
In your life. But I'm still like, here we go. I've never had this done before. Keeping it light. He said, this might be a bit cold. And I hear the snap of the latex glove as he snaps it against his wrist as it goes on. And there's a sound of like, I heard the sound you would hear if you squeezed a half empty bottle of ketchup. And I was like, oh no. And I swear to God.
Was that you or the bottle?
Do you know what? I'm laughing now. When I heard that noise,
10 past 8 this morning, I tell you what, he clenched, lads.
I heard that noise and I wasn't bleeding laughing, I tell you. And what followed, I mean, it was short, but I didn't laugh for the rest of the meeting. I could barely look the man in the eye.
There were no more jokes.
Anyway, test results on Monday.
So he said there, test results on Monday, 0874 100102. Niall texted, he said, hi, Red, JP get his doctor's results from Friday. That was so funny. Is he still alive anyway? From Niall. Niall, this is AI that we've got here.
Right.
This is that we're listening to.
I've been reanimated.
It's AI, JP. He very kindly lent his voice to the computer and we're just playing back bits of him. Go on, say, do something again, computer.
Hi there, Ray.
There you something amazing. So lifelike. Do you know what? Jesus, it's better than what he was doing last week. And PJ Quigley says, definitely don't say up the Arsenal again after JP's experience.
We're all having a laugh.
We're very worried about you. Yeah. We're very worried. I mean, it's alarming when the doctor says he wants to give you a full inspection. Immediately we jump to the worst case scenario. Orla and this is the girls over there as well.
Hi, Ray. David Circuit Orla here. We won't be in.
It's who in Orla?
Hi, Ray. David Circuit Orla here. We won't be
in. Somebody in Orla here.
Right.
Hi, Ray. David Circuit Orla here. We won't be in today. Because we're going with JP to his results. You have the show.
Hey.
Thanks, girls.
Did you get the results?
I have the results, Ray.
Oh, right. Well, hang on. Fine, we'll find out the results and see what the doctor found up there.
Ray Foley.
With Care Plus. Not away, but aside,
Max and Sweet, but a psycho. JFM playing the music you love. Ray Foley in the afternoons. Hello there, I'm Ray. There's JP.
How are you?
And we just heard a couple of moments ago JP's experience, his visit to the doctor, just to check up. He was misdiagnosing himself on the internet. Mm. Best to go. This is the advice from the medical professionals. Go and see your doctor. Go to your pharmacist.
Do. Get yourselves checked.
Go and, if necessary, be prodded and poked where necessary.
Mm.
And JP had his visit to the doctor last Wednesday. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the votes have been counted and verified. Actually, let's go through the comments first. This is on, they put it up on Today FM's Instagram anyway last night.
Yeah, socials, right, Facebook and Instagram, yeah.
And guys, there's been a, thank you so much for your thoughts and prayers. For lighting candles for JP's situation, his delicate situation. That's another word for his bum. His delicate situation.
Do you know, right, the majority of the comments were laughing emojis, which, you know, cop on, guys. No. Let's get serious,
guys, cop on.
Here I am at death's door and you're all laughing.
Guys, a bit of cop.
Cop on, guys. Come on.
Guys, cop on.
Margaret says, well, that's me never having ketchup again. Which I think is fair. I'll never be able to hear a ketchup bottle. And it was cold. And there were a lot of these kinds of...
Well, that's only if you store the ketchup in the fridge.
True enough, yeah. I don't know if it was Heinz or Chef, actually. Tina says, there were a lot of these kinds of comments. Try being a woman and all we go through. Like, that's, it's not enough. A competition.
That's fair, though. That is fair, because women have to go through so much worse, so much more often.
Caroline says, try being a female once. Mm. Catherine agreed. She says, thought exact same. Crowd of snowflakes. Now, come here. I may be a snowflake. I wasn't traumatized, but that down there is usually an exit point, right? It's not an entry point. That's outgoing goods. We're not accepting goods coming in. Do you know what I mean? So this was like unexplored territory for me. Yeah. Autumn says, sounds like a sex novel gone wrong. I didn't think it was that sexy.
Or I didn't think it was that wrong.
Carol says, poor JP. Now that is the response I was looking for. All of the sympathy. And Owen, I think he makes a fair point. He says, funny as this may be, doing this kind of procedure can save a man's life. So put away the embarrassment and get it done. Hope JP's results come back okay. on Monday. Thanks
fair
for that,
play,
Owen.
Fair play, Owen, actually. Do you know what? There's some merit to it. But mostly we were just having a laugh at JP's expense. This is going to be amazing now.
This is a radio moment.
I've put on the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire tense music.
Yeah.
If this turns out to be...
Have you been down to Paddy Power Rains? I've tenor on him to go in the next 6 months.
This is going to be awkward now. What's the next song? Rima and Selena Gomez. So JP's going to reveal that he's dying. I'm doing the millionaire.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for the text this afternoon, 0874. Now here's Rima.
I tell you, this is a slick bit of radio, isn't it? This is good stuff.
This is good stuff. Write this down, guys.
Can we get serious? Can we get serious for a second?
Nice, yeah?
Come on. So anyway, at the time of the digital exam, the hands-on exam.
Oh, sorry. Okay, I was using the calculator.
No, he wasn't using the calculator. I tell you, I nearly broke his finger off. Anyway, at that time, he said...
JP, could you just breathe?
just relax.
JP, could you just
relax. Just breathe for me. Relax. Let it all loose. So anyway, he said it was totally normal. Nothing unusual.
A normal bum.
Totally normal. He'd seen, if he'd seen him once, he'd seen him 1,000 times. So he sent the bloods off, full panel of bloods to be looked at.
Yeah.
At the hospital. The results are back. Here we go. Right, blood sugar levels, normal. Cholesterol, big one for a man in his 40s, normal. Red blood cell count, normal. White blood cell count, normal. Iron levels, normal.
Normal iron.
Yeah. Am I a celiac? Am I gluten intolerant? Our survey says, JP, you are not a celiac.
You are intolerant, though.
That's true, yeah. So, on the bloods front, everything is totally normal. The doctor's recommendation...
Blood good, bum good.
He didn't really classify my bum. But he did say, the next step, JP, is a colonoscopy.
Are you joking?
So, my bloods are totally normal. I think my doctor's got a one-track mind. He wants to get a camera up there.
Dude, just let it go. He's fine. The bloods are good. And the initial, we're fine.
It's an ongoing sag on my bum.
So when are you going back in again?
A couple of weeks.
Fantastic. That'll be, so let me know, and that'll be the whole show then that day, okay? We'll let the texters know. Rima and Selena Gomez. Another banger. Baby, calm down. Nation breathes a sigh of relief this afternoon. JP, he's all good. Thanks for your kind words. 0874 100 102 for your texts and WhatsApps. Everyone delighted for JP. His doctor says he's fit as a fiddle.
Can I request the camera footage from the doctor when I get the colonoscopy?
Absolutely.
Could we stick that up on social?
Yeah. FM.com. Closing the lines in the cash machine in 2 minutes. It's €10,491 and 3 cents.
Good luck. Ray Foley.
That's coming up in a few minutes.
With Care Plus.
Heavy highs of 17 to 21 degrees. Today, FM News, more at 4.
What's his nose business then?
What? Nose. It's a pet alternative to the rose of Tralee.
Oh, it's pets.
Yeah, the
why
nose.
What's the nose thing? What's the nose got to do with it?
Because pets have noses.
Yeah, I've got a nose.
Yeah.
Like, am I allowed to enter the nose
it
of Tralee?
It could be the toes of Tralee. I mean, pets have toes.
That's a bit silly now.
Well, they do have toes.
What?
Bit creepy, JP.
What if a monkey has toes? If you have a pet monkey, sure, but like...
Dogs have toes.
My dog doesn't have toes.
They don't have toes.
What do you call the things on their legs?
Claws.
Under their legs.
Paws and paws. He's got paws.
Yeah, but you got toes on your paws.
He's got paws and claws. He doesn't have toes.
But there's bits coming off the paw. The toes. No?
No.
All right.
So what's it called then? Toes of Tralee.
No, the nose of Tralee.
It's the nose of Tralee.
Nose of Tralee, sorry.
It's the 10th annual nose of Tralee.
God, I haven't been counting the years, Ben.
Well, I have.
Pet Sitters of
Ireland. Does Dahi present this as well?
Jeez, he's on a roll, that lad, isn't he? With the
gets all the
vote for your favourite. Here we go. I'm voting now. None of these are particularly exceptional noses, though. I mean, I've got a fine nose.
You've got a grand nose, yeah.
I've got a regal nose.
A Roman nose, yeah.
It's Roman all over me face. How you doing? So we've got Lexi, the Tyrone nose, Bono, the Donegal. It's all animals. It's all dogs and cats here.
Yeah. You wouldn't have a cat winning a nose pageant. A dog's going to win that.
Yeah.
You get a much finer nose on a dog.
Yeah, you do. Mm. There's a Jethro. He's the Armagh nose. He's got a big nose. He's a Great Dane by the looks of things.
Ben, what do you look for in a dog nose?
Just that
wetness. It's got to be wet, doesn't it, Ben?
It's got to be
I
wet.
Bet you love it wet.
A bit wet, but not leaking.
Yeah, sniffly. No. Sniffly. Yeah. You don't want it dripping.
That. No.
So a nice, a damp nose, then.
I kind of like fudge, the Kerry nose.
Kerry, let me have a look here. I'm looking at Rua.
The hometown favourite, the Kerry Rose. Okay, yeah,
Fudge. There you go. Okay, Fudge. There you go. Yeah, that's fair enough.
Yeah, Fudge looks cool.
Okay, we're going for Fudge. I like Dougal the Awfully Nose as well. It's petsittersireland.com and you can cast your votes there.
Ben, thank you very much.
Much obliged. Dougal seems cool. And Jethro. All of the Northern Ireland knows it, it's got to be said.
Fair play, congratulations.
Hi, Cash Machine calls on the way. Now the weekend on Today FM. Amy Winehouse and Rehab. This is Today FM. We'll play the music you love. Good afternoon. Ray Foley's My Name. There's JP.
How are you?
And we're done. We've cast our votes now on the nose of relief. It's all animals. I think it's a fix, to be honest with you.
Humans not getting a look in.
Do you know, there isn't even one dude in it. It's all dogs and cats. Ridiculous. It's definitely a stitch up. All right, what have I got for you? This is the Irish blind tennis team preparing for the World Games. The blind tennis team. They're preparing to take part in the Blind Sports World Games, which run from today until the 27th of August. So over the next couple of weeks, the Blind Sports World Games. And it's not just tennis. There's loads of different games that are going to be a part of the whole World Games. Archery, chess, cricket, blind football, judo, powerlifting, 10-pin bowling, and of course tennis. Preparations are underway as they head off to represent Ireland at the Games. And from reading the article about it this morning, I was preoccupied with was the logistics. How does it work? How do you play? And how do you play tennis if you're blind?
Well, judo I can kind of understand. You grab onto somebody, but tennis, there's a moving object. If you can't see it,
it must be incredibly difficult compared to, I suppose, sighted tennis. Let me call my tennis guy.
Here we go.
One second. Representing Ireland, actually.
Wow.
This is a complete waste of her time when she's representing the country. Hey, it's ringing. But I'd love to talk to her.
Hello.
Hello, is that Marguerite?
Yes, hello.
Marguerite Quinn, how are you? Ray Foley calling from Today
FM. Hi, Ray, how are you doing?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm great, thank you.
Where in the world are you, Marguerite?
I'm in Limerick, Carina County, Limerick.
All right, and where are the World Games going to be taking place?
Birmingham.
All right, so when are you heading off?
Monday afternoon, we're heading off from Dublin to Birmingham. Some of us are flying from Dublin, some are flying from Belfast.
I gotcha. All right. Okay. Yeah. So, will you be over there for the? How long do you expect to be over there for?
About the 27th, 28th.
All right. So it's full 2 weeks you're going to be there for.
The 21st to the 28th.
Hang on. Just a week.
21st on Monday week.
Yeah.
Oh, I gotcha. I hear you.
Yeah.
Come here. The tennis that you're playing. Is there you're based in Limerick? Are you live in Limerick?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I live in Limerick. Yeah.
So do you play and practice then and train in Limerick?
Between Limerick and Killaloe, County Clare. I've started playing since the summer. I've been in Limerick because I can play outdoors. Well, most days, not every day.
Well, it depends on the weather. Yeah.
Fair enough.
I was mentioning the logistics of playing blind tennis. And it must be significant. Are you completely blind, Marguerite?
No, I am visually impaired.
Okay.
So I have very little peripheral vision, so I do have central vision. But, you know, the peripheral is not there, unfortunately. But some of my teammates are what we call totally blind, and they're B1 players, so there's various categories in the sport.
Okay, what are the categories?
They're, say, B1 are totally blind. They have no vision at all.
Okay.
B2, we have a little bit more, obviously. B3, I'm B3. So
okay.
I have no peripheral, but I have central. So some people may have only central and no peripheral, you know, and other eyesight.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
And do you only play against other B3s then? Is that the case, or?
Yes. In training, no. Whatever is around, you'll play. And I have great trainers here in Limerick that have just volunteered their services to me for the last month or so once I've got a place on the Irish team. So they're fully sighted, you know. So I play sighted people.
Okay,
but
gotcha.
They use the tennis ball that I use, which is the one adaptation to the sport, I suppose. It's more like an indoor soccer ball, but the size of a tennis ball, a little bigger, with a bell inside, so you use your two senses, sight and sound.
Oh, I see. So this is the logistics issue that I was talking about. So you can hear then the movement of the ball.
Yes, I can hear it. So you can hear the ball when they strike it. So before we serve, we will say ready to the other player, and they will say yes. And then when I say the word play, they know that I am striking the ball.
Right.
Okay. And the tennis is fairly similar. You know, maybe the court varies in size depending on categories. But other than that, it's the same. And it is just as competitive, I can tell you.
I can imagine. And I've got a little bit of it here. Hang on. This is the sound of the tennis ball. This is this is what it sounds like then. So it sort of jangles as you whack it. Here, have a listen.
Like a rattle.
Yeah, here you go.
Yeah.
There it is. That's a lady who's shaking it there, yeah.
Yeah.
Tell us then, Marguerite. I know it's a cliche that everyone says that your other senses are heightened, and I suppose you do lean on them more. But you're listening out specifically for that sound and focusing solely on that as you're playing.
You're listening for it, and also I suppose you're in control, because the ball you send to them, you should be able to give it to them in a way that you know where they will hit it back to, that you're giving them less options.
Right.
So then that gives you a chance to move and be in position. And also the other adaptation is I'm allowed two bounces before I return the ball.
Okay.
But because the ball is very spongy, it doesn't bounce very high. So really, if you can take it on the first bounce, you do.
I gotcha.
Some people are allowed three bounces and so forth, you know, depending. So there's slight adaptations, but they're only slight.
Marguerite, stupid question for you. Mm-hmm. Now, when I'm looking at Wimbledon, obviously, sighted tennis, it can be quite a noisy sport. So when the players are playing, they're grunting and screaming loudly. But because your tennis is reliant on sound and being able to hear the ball, are you allowed to make noises?
No, I suppose the first time I went on court was in Poland, and I stood at the end of a court waiting for the other player to serve to me. I hadn't played tennis. I come from a GA background, and I certainly know now what it must be like to stand or at a rugby in a rugby pitch and to hit a conversion or to take a free, and when the silence comes, monster, you know, the monster quiet. It is so quiet compared to a GA match. That's the biggest difference I found. Plus, I was a full back, corner back, so I had people around me. I had a goalie shouting at me, or I had colleagues on the team, other teammates.
Yeah.
Whereas in tennis, for the game, you're on your own, basically.
I suppose, though, as well, the grunting issue, when you're listening like that, and you're both listening, you're going to be less inclined to be making noise yourself.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It's quiet. You don't. There's very. It is quite quiet. And that's hard to get used to. And being indoors, obviously sometimes that can be amplified nearly like sound can be, because it's so quiet, you know. But, you know, you get used to it and you're concentrating, you know, because we would serve when you throw up the ball, you're concentrating. And it's very meticulous about how you serve and how you hit the ball, you know. You got to get your technique right or it just won't work, you know.
It's incredible. Have you, when you say you played other sports then, have you always been visually impaired?
No, I'm only visually impaired since 2017. And fortunately or unfortunately, it depends on how you look at it, some days I had a brain aneurysm that burst and I ended up having a brain hemorrhage, and which led to a hemorrhagic stroke, which led to a clipping of the aneurysm. And then it led to 3 weeks in a coma, induced coma.
Oh, my God.
Which led to almost 12 months in hospital between Limerick and Dunleary, the rehabilitation hospital. But, you know, I have met such incredible people along the way. I can't say it's worth it, but, you know, it made it easier. And I have incredible family and friends and parishioners around me that support me so much. Without that, I wouldn't be able to do what I do.
How old were you, Marguerite, when it...
52.
You were 52 at the time?
Yes, I had just got my dream job. I was only in the job a year when it happened to me. I'd just become principal of my local school, the school I'd worked in, the school I'd gone to school in. I'd worked there for 33 years. I'd just become principal. Shout out to all my colleagues in St. Nestan's National School, Mungert, and all the great students that I met also those 33 years there.
And... Well, now, of course, I'm sure they're hugely proud of you representing Ireland.
Yeah, I hope so, and I hope to continue to make them proud next week.
Of course you do, yeah. Yeah. Jeez, of course. But to then decide after a year of rehabilitation and having your issue with your sight, I'm going to go and learn an entirely new sport. Had you played tennis before?
No, I hadn't. I was a camogie player, inter-county camogie player, but... So there is a small bit of difference, even though now my coaches give out to me and tell me, stop hurling the ball, it's tennis, you know.
Wow, well, fair play. It's Monday week you're heading over.
Yes. The 21st. Yeah. No, it's this Monday coming.
Hang on, today's Monday. So it's
next
day
Monday.
Week.
Yeah.
Come here, Marguerite, are we going to have an Irish medal winner? Are you fancied to take home some kind of a medal?
That's what I'm going over to do.
Oh, yeah.
And I have reached a lot of goals since 2017, when this happened to me in October, I've reached a lot of goals, and I am, I suppose people would agree with me, I think I can safely say I'm very determined and goal-driven, you know.
Yeah, no better woman. Well, listen, how many of you are going to be going in?
There's eight of us on the team. Oh, eight great people that, you know, if you ever get a chance to meet us or call us into the show, do. You got eight great people. I've got such lucky to meet, be on such a great team.
Is that the tennis team or the various sports?
Oh, it's the tennis team.
The tennis
team.
Eight on the
yeah,
tennis team.
Yeah, the tennis team, plus our coaches and all the volunteers that are around us to keep us going. We had a meeting recently with Jason Smith, the Paralympian.
Yeah.
And I asked him, you know, how did you stay at the top and continue to get gold medals? And he said, well, it's self-belief, and then it's the belief of the people around you. And we are so lucky in our tennis setup that we have, Team Ireland. We've got such great coaches around us and great organisations around us that are pushing us forward.
Fantastic to hear.
At the weekend, we had a great video message from Leo Varadkar and a letter from the President of Ireland. So we know that people are behind us and supporting us. So I guarantee you there will be medals coming home.
Well, exactly that. People are behind you. Some people have been in touch, Marguerite. Bernie says, hi, Rain JP. We had the blind tennis team demonstrating their fabulous skills in Wexford at the Inclusion Games last month.
Yeah.
And they're a brilliant group of players and people. Good luck to them in the World Blind Tennis Games. And that woman is a feckin' legend. She's so positive. That's from Dara.
Lots of love. Come on, well, in that case, come on, Ireland, Marguerite.
Come on, Ireland. Team Ireland.
Team Ireland, representing Ireland on Monday week. Thanks so much for taking the call, Marguerite.
No bother, Ray. Thank you for having us on. Thank you.
Much obliged. Bye.
I used to look into my
father's eyes. Swedish House Mafia, Today FM. Take that and relight my fire. This is Today FM. Play the music you love. Come on, Ireland. Chatting to Marguerite Quinn, representing Ireland at the Irish Blind World Games. Am I right there?
It's a world.
Yeah, the Blind Sports World Games, which are running until the 27th of August. And she plays tennis, but there's loads of various games that you can play. There's, where are they? Archery, tennis, cricket, blind football, judo, powerlifting, 10-pin bowling, and tennis. And text this afternoon, 0874 100. Lots of, well, I suppose, well, there's no two ways about it. She's completely inspiring. She's bewildering and magical. Fair play to Marguerite. This is Paul. Ray, I can't manage swing ball. I've got perfect sight. I don't know how they do it. Go Marguerite from Paul. This is the sound of, again, of the tennis ball that they were used to while they're playing blind tennis, and you listen out then while you're playing. You listen out for the sound of the ball as it jangles. And then I guess you need to be just hyper-focused on the sound all the time. Danielle in Limerick says, what an absolute diamond lady. I'll be checking the internet to see how she does next week. From Danielle, should they go next Monday then? So I was thinking today, the games start today, the Irish tennis team heading over on Monday until the end of the games, and Han Ireland. Oh, by the way, and if you're a vision impaired, their website is visionsports.ie. If you're vision impaired and you want to take part in tennis or any of the other sports that I listed off, visionsports.ie to get involved.
Ray Foley.
Give it a click. Take a look.
With Care Plus.
Leanne, don't say love. This is Today FM.
I just need something that. I just need something that. I just need something that's real.
Leanne. Where's Leanne from? Is she from
Limerick? No, she's from Limerick.
She's from Limerick, is she?
No, from Little Mix, right. We've been over this before. Not for, this is not the first time. Little Mix. Could you just remember?
She's from Limerick.
She's from Little Mix.
Limerick.
Little Mix.
Shout out to Leanne from Limerick. You're doing great. You're doing great stuff, girl. We're all proud of you. Flying the flag for Ireland.
Little Mix. Right?
Whereabouts in Limerick is she from?
Is it Newcastle? Well, no, it's Little Mix, right?
Just outside of Limerick City, is it?
You just won't let it lie.
Fair play, girl. You're doing great. Today FM, summer. All right, kids, here we go. Over €10,000 on the line.
Taylor Swift and Cruel Summer. This is Today FM, playing the music you love. Playing cool, cool music all day long. Wow.
Show got kind of erotic there.
What? Erratic?
Well, always.
Let's try and keep it between the ditches, lads. Good afternoon. Ray's here. JP's over there. And McDonald's. It's not a cruel summer at McDonald's. It's a cool summer.
Come on. Can you just stick to the officially okayed
Come on, this stuff
Ray.
Writes itself, guys. We're teaming up at McDonald's today. Was Ian Dempsey doing something akin to this earlier on?
He has done it before, yeah.
What the hell?
Happens on Mondays, Ray.
Oh, why am I getting Dempsey's scraps? I'm the best show on today since the demise of Dermot and Dave.
Still going with this,
since they killed off Dermot and Dave, I'm the best thing on Today FM now.
If he says enough, he hopes it'll come true.
Devastatingly low standards on Today FM. It's a sad state of affairs. Honestly. Very upsetting. This is what it's come to. Today we're teaming up with McDonald's to help families make lifelong memories. Get out and enjoy the summer. Top off the perfect days with a visit to your local McDonald's restaurant or order via McDelivery right to your home. We've loaded up the McWheel of Summer with some great family prizes.
It's just over there. Hang on, just give it a spin there.
What is it?
Oh.
It's an inflatable space hopper.
Will you go again, Ray?
There's loads of great prizes on that. I'm not sure about the space hopper.
I think that's out of the running now.
All right, we'll take that off it. We'll get something better than that.
Hopefully, yeah.
Who am I calling?
You're calling Neil. He's in Tipperary.
It's ringing.
Hello?
Is that Neil? Hello, Neil.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, there you are, hi. Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you, sweetheart? You're breaking up.
Neil!
Neil, you're killing me.
I'll stop here, I'll just pull over and drive in.
Only if it's safe to do so, Neil.
It is absolutely safe.
I'll pull over there then, go on. Where in the world
are you? That's better.
Where are you?
I'm just outside the Hearn's pub, just coming outside of Tipperary.
In Tipperary, very good. And you want to say hello to anyone today before we...
I'd like to say hello to my wife and kids and my father, who was 85 on Saturday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Congratulations, yeah. Pops. What's your dad's name?
Thomas.
Thomas. Well, happy birthday to Thomas. Right. So what are your kids' names?
My kids are Nathan, Kira, Amelia, Braden and Logan.
Oh, I was going to write them all down, but you've got a football team there. I'm not going to remember all those names.
Five-a-side.
Jesus, it's a good thing you remember them. All right, then. We want you and the family to enjoy the summer, all with thanks to McDonald's. We're going to do our quiz, right? Give me all right answers, and then we'll let you spin the wheel for an amazing prize from our friends at McDonald's. Are you ready?
I am.
In that case, let's do this then. How many questions is it, JP?
Three.
That's only three questions. You're well able for these, Neil. Ready? Here we go. Question one. Which day is the longest day of the summer? What date?
The 21st of June.
You're right.
Well done.
Off to a great start. Yeah. Question two. Which Aussie show features a town called Summer Bay?
Home and Away.
It's Home and Indeed Away.
You can't get them all right if you don't get the first two right, as they say.
Well,
one to go.
That's really insightful, JP. Thanks for that.
Matt.
And question three. You got to get this one right, Neil. Here we go. Ready?
Yep.
Complete this movie title. I Know What You Did Last What?
Ooh.
Summer.
Summer is right.
Yes!
He's got us.
All right.
Oh, Jakers. Hello, Neil. Are you still with us?
I am.
There was a bit of a blip there. Right. Neil, we're going to let you, through the magic of radio, we're going to let you spin our wheel down the phone.
Yeah.
Right?
We've actually got the tech. We can do that.
We've got the tech. So here's how it's going to work. You spin the wheel by grunting. We need a loud grunting noise as if you're giving a big... And you should see the size of this thing, Neil. It's absolutely... It's nearly as big as your big wheel over in London there with the
big eye.
The big eye.
You're going to have to use both hands there, Neil.
and give it a good spin. A good, good old shove.
Bend your knees and use your back.
Ready?
Right, ready?
Three, two.
Oh, wow.
Great spin.
That was a, that's going to be spinning all day, Neil. Wow. You are a big, strong boy, aren't you? Strapping lad.
Oh, my word.
Neil, you've won a family ticket for two adults and two kids. I tell you what, we'll upgrade, we'll do what we can to, we'll make some phone calls and make sure you can take the entire football team to Fota Wildlife Park in Cork. Well done.
Excellent stuff.
Great two
stuff.
Nights accommodation, a four-star hotel, breakfast each morning, all with thanks to our friends at McDonald's and the McWheel of Summer. Well done, sir.
Lovely.
Great stuff. Great stuff.
You legend. Listen, thanks super. So much for listening. Thanks for taking the call.
Cheers, Ray. Ray, and oh, by the way.
What?
Love the show.
Hey, you lunatic. You can drive on now, sir. Thanks for pulling over for us. Much love.
Cheers, Ray.
Cheers,
take
buddy. It easy. What chances to win? Stay on Today FM. Oh, thanks to McDonald's. Daniel Bedingfield at Today FM. Joe Curry, Lonely, Today FM, playing the music you love. And lads, that is our little show for another day. Thank you so much for everything. Well, there's just so much we didn't get to do.
I know.
We had high hopes for today's show and none of them were fulfilled. We didn't get to do Mechanic at the Disco today.
Yeah.
We didn't get to do Mechanic at the Disco, where we test the car maintenance knowledge of the band Panic at the Disco. Apparently Brandon Urie. Where's it Brendan?
Brendan.
Young Brendan Urie. He's a dab hand with a monkey wrench. We didn't get to do Billy Joel Curry.
Billy Joel Curry.
where we reveal pop's latest supergroup. Dance DJ Joel Curry is teaming up with the piano man himself, Billy Joel. Or Joel. They're going to be going by the name Billy Joel Curry.
Yeah, yeah.
And we didn't get to do the Hose of Tralee.
The what now?
The Hose of Tralee.
Come again.
Hose
right.
of Tralee. Where we crown Ireland's finest hose.
Excuse me?
So far, the nominees include a garden hose, a fire hose, and a water cannon. Don't forget to do that. If you love your hose, come back and join us tomorrow from 2. The last word's on the way next. Have a lovely evening.
Ray Foley, weekday afternoons from 2. Today.